the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Love to be a good steward. I love to love. Mm-hmm. That's important to me. Girl, I can't tell you where I was, but I was down at KJLH yesterday. I'll tell you about that offline. Girl, it was off the chain. Okay. Anyway, Brains, welcome to a holiday edition of On the Edge with April Mahoney. I'm going to invite you to some kitchen table talk with my two girlfriends over here, Janine Elliott Bennett and right there, Margot Levette.
Hey,
hey, hey.
We're going to let you in for some real, real deal. We're going to tell you what Christmas really means to us, what our favorite foods are, some fun questions. We're going to chop it up like Ginsu knives. So get ready, okay? It's so much fun. Oh, snap. So we're going to go ahead and start with you, Janae. Tell us a little bit about you. You are a travel agent extraordinaire.
What's going on? Yes, I am. I own my own travel agency, which is, by the way, let me tell people, it's not an MLM. I own this. I bought a franchise.
What?
So I put money into it. Exactly. I bought a franchise. It's Elliott Exquisite Vacations. And I do call myself the God Mary, the God Fairy Mother of Travel Extraordinaire. I take you from start to finish. So once you become my client, I have you from the beginning of our conversation all the way to the end when you come back home. Basically, you don't have to do a thing. All you have to do is shop, pack, and show up at the airport. I got you. And my clients can tell you that they don't have to do a thing. They don't even believe it. They go, I don't even have to get my boarding passes. Nope, I got you. Wow. I get your boarding passes, everything to you. Wow. I email them to you. All you got to do is just show up. I have drivers to pick you up on the other end and take you to from the airport to the hotel. You do not have to get an Uber or a taxi. I got you. When I say I got you, I got you.
Well, you better not sneeze at you because she got it. All right, you do it. You do it. People fail to realize, okay, the world of travel, you think you can book it yourself. Maybe you will book yourself into a mess. I'm about to go on a vacation, okay, to a foreign country. I want my insurance. I want to make sure my luggage is covered. Exactly. I want to be sure that they speak some English. Also, exactly. Download the Google Translator. Absolutely. You ain't going to get no trickery on me. Take me somewhere.
Exactly.
You know, but a travel agent is going to get all of that for you. They work with a team of people, of liaisons. In the event of an emergency, you in a foreign country. It is not the United States, okay?
Exactly. And with my clients going to different countries, and that's what I deal with a lot of too, they can call me anytime, day or night, 24/7, and I'm there. I will answer the phone.
All right.
It's none of this, well, I'll get back to you in the morning. No, this may be an emergency.
Right.
You in another country.
Right.
I'm going to get up out my bed, in which I have, at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning and answer the phone and handle the situation and had it taken care of and went back to bed.
Right. I mean, that's what you pay for. And again, get some insurance, Brains. You're in a foreign country. You don't have no money. They don't care about no credit card.
Exactly.
You don't have no cash money. Your foot could be dangling and you're not getting the grunion, okay?
Exactly.
So, you know, you really use an experienced travel agent. That's what they're there for. They're still very, very valuable. And the cost, you know, the risk versus the reward, come on. You know?
Exactly.
If you can't afford to do it, then you don't need to be going.
This is true. You don't need to travel. And that's what I'm here for.
All right. So, Margo Levette, girl, you are here for everything. I need you to sit straight up so we can see that adornment on your chest.
I'm jealous.
What? You done showed up to show out, okay? All right? And I'm loving every minute of it. Look at that smile. You just look so happy.
I am radiating.
And I'm just so glad. You know, I've been watching you for a long time. Brains, let me introduce you to my girl right here. This is Margo Levette out of Los Angeles. I say Los Angeles, California, but she's all over. And we started vibing. You know, you meet great people on the internet, okay? Because I'm not there to collect. I'm there to connect. You know, and if we ain't vibing, it's okay. Mm-hmm. But I need to be with the movers and shakers and influencers. And this woman here, she is one of them. She has a podcast, and I just love it. It is, I always want to make sure I say it correctly. Her business, her voice, her conversation. And it started out about reinventing yourself. And I love her voice inflection. I just love everything about her. What, this has been your returning trip? You've been on, what, 3-4 times on the edge?
I've been on the edge a couple of times. This is my second potluck, though. I'm loving it.
Oh, my God. Well, we're about to serve it up. This is so fun. So, again, ladies, welcome. Tell us a little bit about your story, Margo, and your podcast, and your new launch. You're on a new platform.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. As I had the opportunity to speak before a group yesterday, and I left everybody with the thought, I love podcasting, and I do. I started it as a hobby while I worked in corporate just so I could keep my sanity, and I just liked it, you know. 26 years in corporate, I quit. I don't tell everybody to do that, but that's what I did. After a year bopping around, I got back into podcasting, haven't looked back. Just last month, I had a chance to have a conversation with Miss Susan Taylor. You know, I'm not a name dropper, but when that opportunity, the only reason why I'm saying that is because consistency means everything. People want to get into podcasting and they say, oh, tomorrow I'm going to have 1 million downloads and streams. Well, when I was with a major network, that's what I got. But I made the transition so that I could get better statistics for my sponsors. I see the industry changing and what sponsors are requiring of podcasters. I needed to have myself in position to be able to accommodate their needs, because at the end of the day, it's all about my listeners. It's all about the sponsors. So long story short, I love podcasting. I've been doing it for a good long while, and her business, her voice, her conversation is, excuse my grammar, ain't going nowhere.
Okay, that's what I said. I have been podcasting now for 11 and a half years.
Oh, wow.
11 and a half years, and the consistency is so important. That's what makes the cake rise, you know? You've got to be engaged with your listeners. You've got to be consistent. You got to show up. You got to vet your guests. You got to make some money.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's no embarrassment about that. I can't pay for an empty coffer. And it's Christmas time. I'm very philanthropic, okay? And I know you ladies are too.
Yes.
So talking about being philanthropic, you know, you get inundated with, can you help me out? You, from the ringing the bell in front of Walmart to the thousands of emails. Mm-hmm. How do you pick and choose what you give to, not just at holiday time, but, you know, all of us have a philanthropic arm. Is it your church? Is it the homeless? How do you pick that?
Well, for me, I, this is Janae. It is kind of hard because I have such a, I could say a bleeding heart. I want to help everybody out there, and I can't help everybody.
Right.
You can't do them all. So it is kind of hard. I know with me, I do the homeless. You know, I will help the homeless. I'll do the purse with things in it,
right?
You know, to give, you know, to the ladies out there. And I have another bag for women. So I keep some in my car. So when I'm out and I see a homeless person, I'll just give it to them. Mm-hmm. You know, no questions asked or anything. Right. I've even taken a homeless person into McDonald's because they have the dollar menu and things such as, instead of giving them the money, I go buy them something to eat. So it's kind of difficult, but I know on Facebook they have all these, what's these GoFundMes and these fundraisers for this and that. I don't know where the money's going, so I don't
donate
into those whatsoever. So it's kind of hard, but I will say I do feel for the homeless, you know, and the homeless is not just people that are on drugs or alcohol or anything like that. It's just someone that is...
No judgment.
It's life. You know, one of us could be 1 foot away from being homeless. Anybody could, you know, type of thing. So I give to the homeless in that way. Children's hospitals. Mm-hmm. I give time into the children's hospitals and things such as. So it's kind of hard, but you really have to look at, you know, the organization. And where is this money actually going? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you know what? Sometimes... I don't even stand in judgment. You know, I saw this, I'll tell you the story real quick. I saw this young lady in front of the fish place. Mama, going to get mama some fish. And I could tell that she had been strung out or whatever. And I turned around, looked in her face. She was one of the prettiest things I'd ever seen. I gave her $40. I told her, go get your room, you know, go take a shower or something like that, get you something to eat. I can't be judging up on that, you know, because you never know somebody's story, you know. And again, it could be a drug addict, but just because people are homeless, sometimes it's easier to get heroin than it is to get prescriptions for your, you know.
Or what you need.
Whatever. Exactly. Whatever you need. So, again, I just try to give with a free heart. But I am, you know, I'm not no trick neither. You know, I'm going to really kind of look at it and just kind of, and look at my finances too. You know, you keep getting and then you end up broke.
That's true.
What you doing, Margo? Who are you giving to?
Well, I tell you what, our church has adopted 5 schools because, you know, teachers always have to go in their pockets and paper, hand wipes, tissues, just, I mean, tons of stuff. There was one teacher at our church that said every year she come out $1,500 off the top coming out of her pocket to go ahead and give the kids what they need. So we adopted 5 schools, and I, with my pastor, headed that up to go ahead and gather everything and deliver it. We have 2 vans and we're delivering stuff to these schools, and we do it twice a year. Also, my sister was, she was huge with the homeless population. So that I don't work with the homeless, but I deal with the seniors. And for a couple of years, I would teach nutrition and that type of thing at Oasis, which is through Macy's company. And I really liked that. And from time to time, I'll go back. And if they need somebody to fill in, I'll still do that. But I would teach nutrition at the Oasis, and still doing that with the school. So that's pretty much how I give back.
You know, when you speak of the homeless population, I'm just putting it out there in the universe. If we register them to vote, it'd be a lot less homeless.
It'll be a lot of people vote.
Okay. That's all I'm saying. Now, y'all brains do what you want to with that if you want to change
something. There's going to be a lot of people voting.
It's underserved and overlooked. Okay. Yeah. And that trickery, y'all know that's my favorite $25 word. I'm going to call you on it. Okay. When that's out there, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. So let's change the subject. Let's talk a little bit about holiday tradition. I worked retail for so long, it wore me down. Yes. Okay. I was singing Fala Freaky Lion September. And for some reason, I went to Black Friday and I looked around. I just put something in my cart to be doing it. But what does Christmas mean to you? What would be right now your greatest gift? If you, either one of you could just, what would be your greatest gift, Margo?
My greatest gift would be just time, and I gift this to myself already, time to sit back and reflect, take a real good look at where I'm at, and when I evaluate it, I'm in a good place, and where do I want to go? You know, what's the next step for me? Excuse me. But for me, the holidays is family, and it's not so much just spending $1 billion because I'm not going to be in debt come January looking along at like, oh my God, why did I do that? I'm not doing that. Yeah. But we get together and we potluck, and my church is always doing stuff and we pull names. But for my gift for myself, I look at where I've been and where am I going?
Right.
What do I want out of life for 2020 or 2021, you know?
Right. Janae, what is your greatest gift?
My greatest gift right now, excuse me, is family. I have my son and my granddaughter in California. They're in LA. And then I have my daughter that's in San Antonio, getting ready to move to Houston and get married, I think, sometime next year and going on. So it's getting those two, because they're all that I have left for family, is bringing them together. You know, it's not that they're mad or anything. No, we just live in different places. Mm-hmm. And I haven't had them together in one place in a long time. So that would be a wonderful gift now, even if it's for a day or two.
Yep.
Just to have them together.
I still have my mother.
Oh, and wow.
I don't have her anymore. Me either. That's another thing that gets me too. She's a little down around this time, is I don't have her, but I get to talk to her every day because she's sitting right over my fireplace. Her urn is right there, so I talk to her every day. So
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and my greatest gift is just, you know, clarity, wisdom, and I'm a little bit of a risk taker.
Yes.
You know, so all of that is a recipe for success, and I'm just, I'm glad. Talk about recipes. Let's transition. Let's talk about holiday food, okay? Okay. Mr. Magnificent gave me some questions. He said, ask him this, okay? Thank you. Everybody's bringing their potluck or whatever. What is your least favorite item at the, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's? Ooh. And then how do you do that? Do you, what foods do you have on those holidays? Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense for me because our family, at Thanksgiving, we had oxtails, we had turkey, we had tri-tip, we had shrimp and grits. So we are a smorgasbord and everybody's just grabbing up something, heaping up plates. And then at the end, everybody's grabbing takeouts. And my nephew, he has a takeout for his meat and he has a takeout for his vegetables. It's hilarious. Oh, Gabriel is a mess. But you know what? We get together and we just have whatever and everybody eats whatever. It's funny.
That's good. That's good.
You know, I don't like, and I keep it 100, I do not like that green bean casserole.
I don't care for that. I don't care for it at all.
We don't have that.
Survey at Thanksgiving about the gelled cranberry jelly.
I don't like that either. No.
I grew up on it. I can take it or leave it. And then I don't like marshmallows on my yams.
Oh, really?
Ooh,
no.
Okay. I don't like pineapples on mine, but I like the marshmallows. Really?
Okay. All right. So what is your favorite dessert?
Oh, Lord.
Now, I said, we got sweet potato pie right here. What? That is my, I can eat a whole pot by myself. And dare anybody to come near me. I kiss you not.
They're like, going to get cut.
You know, they like, give me a slice. A who? What? I'm going to give you a slice. Be really just a little bitty sliver. That's what you get. That's what you asked me for. Now, leave me alone. And I got the whole fork in the pie. So I'm like, leave me alone.
Wow. I know.
Leave me alone.
Margo, what's your favorite dessert?
Ooh, I like sweet potato pie, but I am a punk for cheesecake. Oh, Lord. I get a little piece and I just savor it, kind of let it melt in my mouth, and then I get me another little piece. Ooh, because I like cheese. I like all kinds of cheese. Oh, yeah, cheesecake. Oh, man.
All right. Well, I make a rum cake.
Maybe oh, Lord.
That will put you under, all right? Okay. Ooh. So that's really, really good. That's fun. So let's talk about the year 2020. Okay. Gotta get a little straight face now because there's some more trickery down the road. Where do you see yourself? I don't want resolutions, I want solutions. You know, if it's, you know, financial, spiritual, where do you see yourself in the trajectory for the coming year? 18 months, girl, we got to do some long planning here. We can't, you know, 12 months because it's going to be some strange stuff going on.
Very strange. Can I go ahead on that one? Because like I say, I've been on this thing of reflecting and just really, really taking inventory. And I share what you say. There's some trickery that's coming up. There's trickery now, but I want to make sure that I start a meetup group, and I know that everybody's doing it, but I have to do it. Where we're not coming hard selling, but we are coming to know, like, and trust each other. And once again, consistency comes when you are consistently there once a month where we can get to know you. That's where the recommendations and the we send you customers and that type of thing. And just because there's so much going on here in LA County, who do you trust? Who do you know? Everybody wants a recommendation. Everybody wants a customer. Everybody wants to be on your show. I'm getting in a position where know, like, and trust becomes a lot easier and keeping up with people that you come to know.
Right. I get
that's
you.
Where I'm at.
So where are you at, Janae?
With me, I started thinking about 2020 back in, I would say April, actually, when I paid off my franchise, and I paid it off early. It wasn't due to be paid off until August, but I ended up freed the money, paid it off.
What?
I freed it up.
That's what a brain does.
That's it. You know, so I own the franchise. And that's when I really started thinking about 2020. I was already in 2020 mind-wise back there of what I need to do to get my business forward and going on. And the first, the number one thing was customer service.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't trying to get your dollars, you know, for the vacations. You have to deliver good customer service in order to keep them coming back to you. Yes. So that's where all the training, like we were talking about earlier, April, of me going away to Florida for trainings and for conferences, you know, a week. So honing on my craft, doing what I need to do to make me better in order to service my clients and to have clients coming to me, that's where my focus was, is for 2020.
Right. April, can I chime in on that? I have to totally agree. How you treat people, that determines everything. Because there is...
We had this conversation from the onset, okay?
Oh, man.
You know, it does. If it's not going to work good from the get-go, be honorable. Allow people their space and back off.
Exactly.
Make the room for somebody else to come on in.
Exactly.
Ain't a problem.
Exactly.
Okay, everybody's not going to be your customer.
Exactly.
You know, your communication style is going to be different, your level of expectation, your skills, all of that. If it don't fit, don't force it.
Exactly.
You know? And good customer service, whatever that looks like in your environment. Mm-hmm. But it's so important, you know. That's why I be loving on my guests, because you can listen to anybody's podcast. You listen to mine. I love it.
This is true. Just like anybody can go to any store. But they go to a certain store because they like the people there. Anybody can use, say, travel agent, because there's a lot of us out there, you know, but one may give a better service than the other that you gel with. Same for hairdressers. You can go to any hairdresser out here, but you have one that gives you good service.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, and you don't want to go to anyone just like me. I have the same hairdresser. I don't want to go to anybody else because she's great. Not because she knows my hair, but it's she's just, I love her. We get along very well. Just as Margo was saying, it's customer service and how you treat people.
It's relationship management.
Exactly. Yes. And so people are treating people so bad these days.
Oh my. Yes.
It's just It just unnerves me, and I'm like, why are people so mean and so angry and just they're just so awful? You know why? You know, there it doesn't take much to smile.
Yeah.
It doesn't take much to say hello. It doesn't take much to be nice. You know, at all. But people are so mean, hateful, angry, petty. Ooh. I don't understand it. I really don't. And I'm like, people look at me and say, how do you smile every day with what you've been through? 2 years ago will be 3 years, January 2nd, 2017. I had a massive stroke that could have killed me. Literally, the doctor said my stroke could have gone three ways. And one of those ways is me not sitting here in this chair. Hmm. And everybody goes, how can you still smile? I said, easy. Mm-hmm. I'm still here.
Mm-hmm.
That's how. What? I didn't do anything to cause a stroke. I don't drink, I don't do drugs, I don't smoke, I don't do any of these things. It was just a brain aneurysm that I didn't know I had that burst. So I'm like, I'm still here. I'm thankful. The only thing that came out of it is I walk with the limp now. I didn't have the limp. I can't run 5Ks anymore, but I'm still here.
Yeah.
You running marathons, honey.
Wow.
I said, I'm still here.
Right.
So that's how I can smile every day. And get through the days.
And so just being thankful and being grateful.
I am thankful, grateful, and blessed.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Please tell my friends how to get in contact with you. If they want some travel, shoot. They want a testimony. Okay.
They can reach me on Facebook. I have a Facebook. You can come on my personal page. You can come on my business page, which is LED Exquisite Vacations /vacations.
You got to slow that down. Slow that down. That's your money.
On my Facebook business page is Elliot Exquisite Vacations /Dream Vacations. That's the business page. Or you can reach me just on my Facebook page. It's Janae Elliott Bennett. or they can email me at jbennett@dreamvacations.com.
Okay, and I'll definitely put your link at the bottom of this interview.
Okay.
Margo, doing it to it, love it. I'm gonna get in contact with you.
I like that last name because she got love in her last name.
Yes. Like, ain't got nothing but love.
Wait a minute. I'm sitting here writing down Janae's information because, honey, you said it so right. When you go out of the country, you have to have everything lined up and ready for you. So you just exude customer service and professionalism. And I appreciate that, especially as a Black woman in business. I just needed to tell you that.
That
is exceptional.
Thank you.
But Margo Levette is all about helping people, teaching people how to get their podcast off the ground from beginning to end, taking that inside look. Should you even think about doing a podcast, first of all? So we take that inside look all the way to completion. I also have sponsorship packages, so you can reach me at margolevette.com, www.margolevette.com. That's my website.
Boom, bam.
Find her business, her voice, her conversation over on Pandora, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, and of course, over on my website.
Wow.
April, thank you so much.
Oh, honey, you know I love both y'all. What? This is so fun and so informative. You know, I'd like to do different shows because everything gets so heavy and sometimes we just need some clarity and some space.
It does.
That's what I want to give you here on the Edge Brains, okay? I'm trying to give it to you 510% all the time because I love you. I really, really do. I want you to have a happy, healthy holiday season. I bring in the brightest and the best every single time. These ladies are amazing. Go back and listen to other edgy conversations on Blog Talk Radio, on YouTube. I got 71 shows on YouTube already. Yes?
Already?
That's amazing.
I need you to subscribe. I have done over 422 interviews this year. What? In 38 countries. 45,000. Oh, yes.
Well, that's a blessing in itself. There we go. All right, now.
I am happy. I'm in a good space. And all I want to do is continue to radiate light and love and give it to you because you're giving it to me. Thank you so much, ladies, for being here on the
Thank you, April. Happy holidays to you, too.
All right. Bye, brains.
Bye. Nice meeting you, Margo.
Same here. I'm going to be in contact.
All right.
Yeah, well, we're mad, yes. But you got to come back. I'm bringing you into San Diego, Miss
Levette. I'm coming.
Bye, guys.
Bye.